Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Lord Michael. I come to the forefront of this beautiful quadratic configuration of Christed energy. And I come to speak to you of a few things that conceptually need to be put in play, so that we can continue transmitting this love and unity consciousness of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, and help you get seated in that multidimensional configuration of your soul spirit expression. Now, the first thing I want to speak to you about is what Lord Melchizedek had started to talk to you about, and that is the roles that you play and the fact that you are the producer, the director, the actor of this experience in a body, this experience you bring to the soul that is used over and over and over, that consciousness, as you embody time and time again, so that you have access to the wisdom and knowledge of what has been learned along the way. Now, it is a very important aspect of unity consciousness that you fully understand this, that from that spirit level, you are the producer. From that soul level, you are the director. And from the body level, you are the actor. You play roles in each embodiment. Sometimes they are masculine roles, gender of masculine. Sometimes they are feminine. And attached to that gender are roles such as mother, father, son, daughter, student, teacher, healer, many roles that you all have played in the course of an iteration of time sequence. Now, you all know third dimension is the densest of all time sequences. And the paradigm of that sequence is separation and fear. You have stepped out of that paradigm, beloveds, through this crucible, through the element of love, through your generous service to unlocking the time locks and holding those templates close within your sacred heart and within the element of love in your body. This is very important for you to recognize, in your body. And because of that, you are changing the consciousness of that body. We have worked with you for a while now about teaching the body consciousness to follow your consciousness, the consciousness of your soul, and eventually the consciousness of your spirit as the body rises up and takes on a fifth dimensional iteration in matter, because matter is changing. And how is it changing? Through the electromagnetic fields. When you unlock those time locks of the sixth and seventh dimension, which aren't fully understood conceptually or energetically, and you will be working with for quite some time, because these two light templates are so significant in the ascension process of raising a planet and raising humanity's consciousness as well as your own. So let's go back to those roles. And let's go back to how consciously can you play in those roles and still stay in unity consciousness. That is through that white luminous star, tetrahedron, because it sits in those higher seven chakras that are above your body. It is the unifying principle that joins those higher seven chakras and the lower seven chakras that are in the body that have to do with body consciousness and having to do with allowing you to open all of those channels of light within your body that are very, very transforming. So that is number one. Number two, it is in the joining of the seven chakra system in the body and the seven chakras above the body that something magical occurs. The divine presence of the all that is through the manifestation of the all that is into the heart, into the sacred heart that is within the body, manifests a beautiful cosmic womb that holds that creative energy as it is manifested in the body and in the consciousness. This womb is not gender related. Is neither masculine nor feminine. It is divine. It is the divine similitude, the energy that creates and produces. So you have, if you have to go back to the gender role that you play at the present time, you have both the feminine, the creative aspect in the body, and you also have the masculine that directs that energy to manifest in a united way. So you can reach a state of unity consciousness in a gendered body and honor the body, honor the gender, honor the role that you came here to play in that gendered body. But that does not mean that you cannot hold both aspects of the all that is, the ones that you consider masculine and the ones that you consider feminine, because there is no polarity in the realm of source. Hear me. Polarity is something related to humans. It is related to Earth. It is a way in which to create individuality and a testing ground for how you have created and how to change your creations. So, in the Sacred Heart, in that beautiful cosmic womb, there is no gender, there is only unity consciousness. There is no polarity of good or bad, evil or light, because in that center there is only light. There is no darkness. There is no polarity. And when you leave the body and return to the all that is, of which you are one with, you will see there is no polarity. We have told you before, there was never a war in the heavens. How could that be? If there is only light, if there is no polarity, there is only love. Now you must examine your programming, your belief system. Some of you know this within the depth of your being, within the depth of your soul spirit. You know this to be so. But often you fall into that polarity because of your environment, because of reactions, because of the wounds that you have suffered in your mental emotional body, and the division within that body, which we have been working with you, and you have been working very diligently to unify this creative body. The thoughts and the emotions are so powerful. This is your creative crucible from which you create life experience, which you can play a role in a gendered body. And you can change that role at will just by changing the dialogue, changing the play, rewriting the script. It is that easy. So as we move forward, we will concentrate more and more on this unity consciousness to bring you completely out of that division. And as the divine androgyne, you will have no polarities. You will live in the consciousness of individuality and creation, playing roles, creating many things on this earth plane. But all along that way, you will know yourself in unity with the divine, with the all that is. And you will know, you will change the dialogue, you will change the script. You will know who you are as that divine being of light that has no division. This is the next step you will take. And that will bring you into a different understanding of this element of love and the creative force of that, because it is this element of love that will lift you out of this division between the masculine and feminine, between the role of that, but yet still honoring that individuality that is possible, but stripping from that all of the polarized viewpoints that you've been taught. You can feel it when you go to that Sacred Heart Center, as Gabriel guided you to go there today. You can feel the love. You can feel the joy and the ecstasy of that center. That comes because of the presence of the element of love and the light, the pure light of Source, of who you are. So how can you honor having both states of consciousness, having the individuality, the gender relationship, and the divine relationship where there is no polarization, there is no gender. It is united in one massive, creative, powerful expression. It's keeping that, those concepts in the forefront of your mind and not allowing your thoughts or your feelings about gender through the wounding or the discrepancies that have been created in your belief system because of programming that started at a very young age through experience and through teaching, is being willing to change your opinion, being willing to change that belief. Belief is always open to be changed. So the question then is, are you willing? Are you willing to stay conscious and see where the distortion still might lie? And are you willing to love the vessel of your body? It has served you well. It has provided many experiences of matter, of the earth. Touch, the touch of someone you love. The touch and feel of skin, of a beating heart. The touch and feel of the elements, the earth, the grass, the smell of the earth, the flowers, the water, the refreshing water. The fire, the passion of life itself. So these are the things that we ask of you now, that we present to you now, to change the energetics, to change the concepts, to change the distortions, so that you become pure spirit, a pure androgyne who is playing in a body to experience matter, but has always has choice in how that role is played. But you must stay conscious. So, now, this is a lot that I have given to you today. I want you to realize that this crucible that you have created from the very beginning, when you started with the seeding of the divine feminine and masculine, and then you move forward to creating the seeding of the divine teachings with us, and you began to create a crucible based in love and unity. That crucible for this group, this collective consciousness, is your cosmic womb. It sits. That crucible is part of your sacred heart. It's part of the cosmic womb as a collective consciousness. And it imprints the entire consciousness of humanity because you are bodies. You hold a body. You use a body that is created in matter, that is created from the earth. And so other humans who are waking up can relate to you, can relate to your consciousness, can relate to your energy in ways that they cannot relate to us who are non-human, who do not have bodies, only a vast unified consciousness that sits at the Godhead, as do you outside of that body. So these teachings, if you care to go back and review the conferences, or you care to go back and review each level, are so layered that it's easily forgotten the pathway that you took step by step as you transformed, and we held you gently in our energetics and led you to this transformation. There is much yet to come. But we want you to come to this evolvement in gentleness, in love, in joy, with great expectation and always a willingness to step out of the polarity and change it. So in closing, beloveds, we would like you to sit with us now. Take a deep breath and bring yourself into that cosmic womb, into the presence of your divine creator, into the presence of all who sit in your crucible, and into the presence of the massive consciousness that unites and positions itself at the Godhead. Feel the light within you. Feel the love that burns in the magenta flame in that heart and unites with the magenta flame in the pineal gland, so that you begin to change and alter the neurology of the body and the functioning of the brain, so you can process these concepts that we deliver to you time after time, session after session. See that beautiful magenta flame and all of the color codes that are there, that impact every part of your physicality and the consciousness of that physicality. Feel the joy as you dance in that sacred heart center. You dance to the sound currents and the beauty of those sound currents as you move and sway and flow with the energies of the divine. You are the androgyne. You are the powerful creator of matter. Create now a unity that previously was beyond your comprehension. Feel the ecstasy that is pulsing through your veins, and the light that flows within that blood, that flows within all of the fluids of your body, bringing it into that ecstasy and love of unity. We will close this session now, but we do not close the gateway of the energetics or the light or the joy or the passion. Sit in this state of consciousness for a while after you disconnect from all of the technological parts so that you can be in that pure, divine unity. Sit for a while and know yourself is divine. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.